Okay. Bojo, bojo, gichimanitu, nokamus, mushomus, mushkome kwe, gishigong, wabanong, shawanong, nigabanong, giwagnon, wapskis makwadish nakas, makwa dodem, ujibwe dao, benesi wasis, and dajiba. And what I said is it's an honor to be here and share a story. And my story is about a dream. And the dream I had was about helping somebody else, helping a woman and a man, taking them to the hospital. And we got to the hospital, and the doctor looked at them. And then all of a sudden, they were off to the side. I don't know what happened, but they were off to the side. And all of a sudden, I found myself laying on my back on a table. And and I looked down at my legs, and I could see my legs wrapped in someone's arms. And I thought that person, I thought it was a person. And it turned out to be an angel. And she wrapped her arms around my legs, and I was wondering what was going on. Then all of a sudden I woke up. And today I attended a conference. And I don't know what it was about this conference or about this woman that I met at the conference. She was an Afghan woman, and her name was Freshta. And I asked, does that mean something? And she said, in my language, that means angel. And it just impacted me so much that I had to share my dream with her. And while we were talking about my dream, I came to understand that the person, or the person that would wrap their arms around my legs, was an angel. And then I came to understand that that I came to the hospital because I was caring for somebody else. And little did I know, I needed care myself. And I bring this story up because a lot of my friends and family and acquaintances and community members have been living through, the terrible crisis of HIV and AIDS. And there's been people on that journey with them. And those people are caregivers. And I tell you this story, I bring this story here today for those caregivers, those people who are taking care of other people. That they do this so selflessly that they forget about themselves, that they may need care. And my story is about those people. My dream was about me. But my story here today is about those people who care for other people. Their caring for other people blinds them. And I want to say that's not a bad thing. I wanted to share something from my culture that I learned from my grandmother. And I think this is why I and those people who care for other people who were living with HIV, those people, what my grandmother taught me was that caring for other people is caring for myself. And I say this in contradiction to the Western medical profession, because we were all raised to believe that you got to take care of yourself first before you can take care of anybody else. And my story's about, no, that's not true. That my grandmother had 24 children, and one of them passed away. His name was Bunny. And he passed away, so she had 23 children. And she never once did something for herself. She did something for all of her children. And when she had time, she took care of her grandchildren. She took care of her great-grandchildren. And I guess my grandmother is one of those people up in heaven looking down on us, one of those angels. Her name was Angelique. So my story is about and for those people who are taking care of other people. Keep doing it, because you're taking care of yourself too. I just want to say Miigwech, Bama Pi, lots of love. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you.